So there's this thing called survivor's guilt, but for some reason we only put it with maybe coming home from war or whatever. I've mentioned it before, and I don't know if it was last season or whenever I mentioned the survivor's guilt, but there's so many layers of it. I think it deserves another unpacking because there are types. You know, there's survivor's guilt that comes from you ending up in a better financial predicament than you were before, and some other people you know aren't. Having a more stable family life than someone else. Being pretty. Being what society deems pretty. I've talked to women who legitimately have overextended themselves just to make people feel comfortable with the way they were born, which is wild when you say it like that, you know, because they didn't ask to come in the world like that, you know. I said the thing about gifts, having gifts and feeling like other people don't know their gifts, you know, all of those things, you know, even having drive. There's so many different, or even having children and someone else can't. There's so many different things that can make you overextend yourself when you don't need to. None of that is your fault or your business, truthfully. Everyone has choices. Everyone has moments of enlightenment that they can engage with or not. They can accept the inspiration that comes around them or in front of them. Or they can look at the inspiration like, oh, that's something I'll never have for X, Y, and Z, and talk themselves out of the inspiration. Whatever it is, it's not your fault at all. And don't overextend yourself through this coming year. We only have so many days, however many days left of this year. Let's put a hard stop to that one. It's not your fault that you worked hard. It's not your fault that you made different choices. It's not your fault that you walked away. It's not your fault. I don't care who it is. Immediate family members, friends, coworkers, church members, you know, whatever it is, people you serve with in the military, none of that. You're not designed to carry the weight of that. That's why we can't go backwards like that. There's no need for us to go backwards. There's no need. There's no need for you to carry it around. It isn't going to make you more humble, you know? It isn't. Because it's completely unnatural. And you don't deserve that. You know? You don't deserve that. It isn't going to make you more palatable either, you know, to be that way. It's really not, and it's not worth it. And I've throughout this month, I've been making a firm commitment to pause and ask myself, girl, why are we having this conversation? Why are you doing this? Why? Why do you try to make it your mission to prove to people a certain thing, you know? Why do you have to do that? Why are you giving that compliment? Why? Why can't you just accept the compliment someone gave you and leave it at that? Don't go anywhere else. There are some times when I congratulate and I talk to friends and I'm like, oh my God, girl. And I'm a natural encourager. Like, I'm an exhorter. Like, that's who I am. You know, my design. So, after they, you know, people are so used to people treating them like they're wrong for succeeding that when they get compliments, they try to hurry up and say, girl, but you're doing something too. You ain't got to tell me that, girl. We ain't talking about that. We talking about you. You the only one I want to talk about right now. You know? If I say you look good, you don't have to throw a compliment back. And that's just in that one arena, but that's like an example. Sometimes we just fight taking the credit because this big bad wolf in society makes you feel wrong or vain because you're confident about something, you know, or, you know, maybe you're not this boogeyman of success that make sure you remember where you came from, you know. But yeah, no, like this upcoming year, go hard and then go harder and don't apologize for it because you did the work. Or maybe you just didn't. Maybe the thing that you could be working to apologize for through, with actions and overextending yourself, maybe that thing you didn't necessarily work for, like you were just born. I had to tell somebody one day, man, you think I chose to look like this? What are you talking about? Do you realize that everybody that you're critiquing about the way they, it's the way they were born. That was the Yahtzee role of their features and setup, you know, like that's wild, you know, it is. You know, like the last episode where Chris and I were talking about, you know, the goals that you meet or don't meet. You have to encounter them one day and then be honest with yourself why and not blame anybody. Don't blame your childhood traumas, though they do exist. Should we all got them? Mommy wounds, daddy wounds, abandonment issues. We all got all kinds of stuff, right? You can't blame that. You know, that's why one of the reasons why I was so transparent with my book, you know, I wanted people to see every avenue so they could say, damn, I can't look at an angle where this girl life. I can't look at an angle where she gave an excuse. You can't, you know, you just can't. It only goes on for so long. Like I'm 41. Come on now. You know what I mean? Like, nah, Black. You can't keep using that. You know, you don't like the way business is going. You need to figure out your audience. That's one of the things that we focused on quickly. We started catching on. Oh, this is our audience. I caught on that I can't be selling on my page. Some people can be selling and it works out for them. You know, I don't have the crowd like that. You know, you figure out what your crowd is and your tactic. What in this technology driven society? This is not a dollar to physical palm society we're in, you know. So a lot of things would succeed more if you're going through an internet like way of marketing, you know. These phones are connected to everything, you know, whether you like it or not, you know. And you can use it for your to your advantage, you know. So that's what I mean by like matching your work up with the environment we're in. We can't do the same thing we used to. We can't do door to door. We can't do that anymore. Like, it's not. I'm literally, especially around election time, target me via email, target me, you know, on social media, through ads, whatever it is. But don't knock on my door Saturday morning. You don't know what kind of day you encounter for somebody else. You just thinking about what you want to get past, but no, I don't want to talk for 20 minutes. I don't want to talk for 5. I don't want to open my door right now, which is why I'm at home and not outside. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. But I'm just not apologizing anymore, y'all. I'm not apologizing. If I don't want to talk, I don't want to talk. If I don't want to look, I don't want to look. If I don't want to, you know, respond to a message, I'm not responding. I don't owe anyone anything. And you don't either. You don't either. your life won't crumble. Not like you think, at least. You know? So I pray that you can learn to say no. Stop and ask yourself why. And then tell yourself, I do not owe anyone anything. I owe myself everything. And giving myself everything is worshiping God. Because that's letting the Creator know that I'm not doing wrong by what you gave me. I'm being a steward of my own blessing. I'm going to show God. You want to show God gratitude? You want to show God gratitude? Be yourself. Live your life out fully. Treat yourself nice. Treat yourself. Like, treat yourself nice. You know, make decisions that lead to you being loved at the end. Don't ever focus on being chosen, because you were already chosen. That's why you were created. So no human needs to choose you or pick you. Ever. Ever. Your heart is beating not because they said, oh my God, you're gorgeous, let's go on a date. No. Your heart ain't beating because of that. Mm-mm. Not at all. Your heart is beating because you have that same energy and matter that creates that the galaxy is created with. You know, like, you have that same majestic energy inside of your body right now while you're listening, like, that capability. So yeah. You're more special than you think. And this year, let's focus on showing ourselves the type of love we need to show ourselves by saying no. By saying no, no thank you, fuck you, whatever it is, and I don't mean fuck you like in a mean fuck you. No, I mean respectfully. Nah, no, fuck you. You know, it's simple. And you deserve that peace. And, you know, you deserve that peace. And I pray you get it. And again, you can always reach out to me on social media at Toya Boudy, Toya Boudy. That's where the U comes in. On Instagram and everywhere else. Shoot me a line or two if you have questions or, you know, you have thoughts about the show. So, I guess I'll be seeing you the top of the year after this. Now you have the four Christmas, present episodes about boundaries. And then now you have two bonus episodes as well that I hope cradle you and make you feel comfortable. Use that information and that wisdom as a cape, so you can fly into the next year. Happy New Year ahead of time. Love y'all. Thanks for tuning in.